From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Gunfire and mortar explosions shook the Liberian capital of Monrovia during the night as rebels launched their most aggressive offensive to date against President Charles Taylor. The attack on Monrovia is the third in 2 months, but this is the first time rebel fighters have reached the city center. Tens of thousands of residents fled their homes as the rebels advanced. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Monrovia.
By morning, the mortar fire had slowed to a trickle, and unlike the explosions that rocked Monrovia overnight, the rounds appeared to be landing on the outskirts of town. But in the heart of Monrovia, gunfire still cut through the air. Heavy fighting was reported in much of the city, and it's unclear now who's in control of the Liberian capital. President Charles Taylor last night on state-run radio vowed he'd die before he'd let the rebels seize power in this attack.
We must fight. And we will continue to resist to the very last man until these murderers stop killing you, our people.
Taylor said his life is in the hands of the Liberian people and that their lives are in his.
I ask you to reinvigorate yourselves, deepen into your courage, and let's move forward and defeat these forces of evil, because the international community does not care about Liberia.
Taylor restated his willingness to resign in the interests of peace, but he first lashed out at the international community for not yet sending in peacekeepers. Taylor also said he would only resign when, in his words, a sufficient quantity of international peacekeepers are on the ground. Liberia's neighbors in West Africa have offered to send a peacekeeping force, but it's unclear when these soldiers will arrive. On Saturday, as the rebels advanced into the western outskirts of Monrovia, 52-year-old Richard Tay watched the steady stream of refugees moving east into the center of the city.
Look, look, all the people are coming. You don't see food in their hand, only something to lay their head on. Where are they going? Where are we going? We are just at the verge of completely going to hell.
The street is filled with people carrying sacks on their heads, pushing elderly relatives in wheelbarrows, towing children along by their arms. In the distance, puffs of smoke rise as mortar shells rip into a neighborhood of small huts. Tay says only an American peacekeeping force will be respected by both sides in the conflict.
So we are appealing strongly to Judge Bush to please help us. The people in the Congress to see reason to help Liberia come in and rescue us from this nightmare.
The Bush administration has been considering sending peacekeepers, but has not yet made a decision on whether it will deploy troops in the country. Standing with Richard Tay is Aloysius Smith. Smith is searching for his wife and six children, who he believes are among the thousands of people fleeing the fighting. This is the third time in 2 months that Smith and his family have fled attacks by the rebels, and he says the situation in Monrovia has become unbearable.
Liberians are dying. I think you can see right now people are upside down. There's no food, there's no shelter, and all these people you see, we don't know where they are going to sleep tonight.
Liberia has been in a state of almost constant civil war for the last 14 years. Aloysius Smith says he doesn't trust the government or the rebels. He believes only international peacekeepers will stabilize Liberia and allow the hundreds of thousands of people who are sleeping on the streets and in camps in Monrovia to return home. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monrovia.